Meet the tween version of
Pachyrhinosaurus perorum.
That's Ron Tykoski, fossil preparator at the Perot Museum. By the way, that name means thick-nosed reptile. Tykoski and paleontologist Fiorillo, who discovered the dinosaur species in 2006, had no idea the quarry in northern Alaska held anything but adult fossils.
And then all of a sudden, we had this little surprise come out of a block of rock.
It's changed how they see the species. We've known about dinosaurs living in Alaska for decades, but Tykoski says one of the great questions was whether 70 million years ago, these animals were staying year-round in that harsh, cold weather, or migrating in the winter. Now, there's an answer.
This particular little specimen of an only partially grown animal sort of suggests to us that they were occupying this environment all year. And northern Alaska was evidently a nice place to live if you were a big, lumpy-faced, plant-eating dinosaur.
One of the key features of the species is its big head, which has a battering, ram-like bulge. Tykoski says the newly found younger skull, which has a more narrow horn on the snout, suggests that it's after puberty that big lump grows and thickens into, well...
Definitely only a face a mother could love.
Lauren Silverman, KERA News.